in a part of the world where the differences between the four seasons are relatively pronounced, like here in Korea. It also becomes very clear when we are in between seasons. Right around now, between mid to late May, is a good example. It's cool and breezy like spring in the mornings and evenings, but it's hot like summer during the day. The daytime temperatures in Seoul reached 30 degrees Celsius yesterday and today, puzzling a lot of us Seoulites who could not help but question, huh? Is it summer already, but it's still only May? Well, we may still feel like it's spring, and we may also wish it was still spring, but yes, it's summer all right, according to the traditional seasonal divisions. We've long passed Ipa, which marks the beginning of summer, and last Saturday was Soman, when it's supposed to start getting hot. So, I guess that means we really don't have a lot of time left to enjoy this heart-fluttering excitement that we can only feel between spring and summer. I'm Lena Park, and this is One Fine Day. Welcome to One Fine Day with Lena Park. That was Primary with his song 물결 사이 featuring Sam, Kim, and Esna. Yes, sometimes when we're in the middle of something, we say 사이, yeah? Well, that's a play on words, at least one of them for that title. And it is very appropriate to what we are talking about today. Now, aside from the really hot temps that we've been experiencing today and yesterday, I'd already mentioned the beautiful roses in full bloom everywhere in Seoul. And they're so, like, bright red, too, so you can't miss them. Very dramatic. Apparently, they say that roses are the flowers that mark the beginning of summer. So when roses start to bloom, that is the signal that summer is not far away. It's just around the corner, and it's about to get super hot. But before it does, right around now, it's still pretty good to be outdoors here in Seoul, right between spring and summer. Yes, the sunlight is hot, but if you find some shade, it's a lot better, a lot cooler. Mosquitoes are not quite everywhere just yet. And we get this gorgeous sunset every single day. And when you're sitting outside and you feel a little breeze, just that little bit of breeze makes a big difference. It makes you go, ah, this is nice. Well, some of my favorite features of this sai, or the little in-between before summer, a little bit exiting out of the spring. What are your favorite features of this transitional period? And also, what is it like where you are? How is it different from Seoul? How is it the same? Tell me all about it, as you also let me know where you are and what you're up to while you are tuning in to today's One Fine Day. Our global roll call is, of course, coming up in just a moment, just for that. While at it, don't forget to also include any song requests you have today, and feel free to share your 사연들, stories and anecdotes about anything and everything. Nothing is too trivial. Anything goes. So message away on Kong, right on the message boards on our website at world.kbs.co.kr. Or leave a comment on our latest posts on Instagram at KBS One Fine Day and Facebook at facebook.com/EnglishKBS. If you have a Korean phone number, you can text me at #8150. It's 50 won per SMS and 100 won per MMS. In part two of the show, we will be joined by Professor Cynthia Yu for our Tuesday segment, OFD and Chill. So stick around to find out which movie or drama she'll tell us about today. Now I'll be right back with the global roll call after this. Here are the Peppertones with 계절의 끝에서, or At the End of the Season. One Fine Day is coming to you live from Seoul, Korea, and it is currently 5:23 p.m. Another hot day today, yes, and if you're out and about, definitely want to kind of walk toward the shady parts of the street just for a little tip, because you can find a little breeze there, and it does make it feel a little bearable. Right now, I'm talking to you in a studio located on the fourth floor of the main KBS building in Yeouido, Seoul. Where are you? It is the Global Roll Call, a chance for me to find out where in the world all my listeners are and what you're all up to right now. Aside from listening to the radio, where are you? Taipei Warren says, the weather is erratic nowadays. 33 degrees Celsius here. Ooh, my. That is hot, even hotter than Seoul. Well, I can imagine it's also probably a little bit humid. Oh, well, I hope you stay cool. Alicia Y writes, with the changing weather, I'm starting to find my office lunch choices following a seasonal pattern. Throughout the warmer months, I typically grab a burrito, poke bowl, fish and chips, pasta. But lately, I keep craving pho, gukbap, and jjigae. If I had to name one dish which doesn't quite change for me, even when the seasons change, it would be maratang. Except that is more of a work-from-home meal for me, because I'm such a mess with maratangs. Well, there isn't a branch near my office anyway. Oh, wow, so some pho and some hot soup rice and some stew, some jjigae. Definitely cold weather fare. We always find ourselves leaning towards those when the weather gets colder like it is down in the southern hemisphere. Nice comfort foods. Listener Chong Songha writes, 안녕하세요, 정연 누나. I got an IV shot at a clinic this morning because I was feeling so under the weather until yesterday. I don't know if it really worked or if it's just a placebo, but I do feel better than yesterday. Oh, health. Health is the most important thing. Please always stay healthy, Nuna. Thank you very much. Well, it was good that you kind of were able to pop into the hospital and get a little, you know, I suspect that you're a little dehydrated more than anything else, which is why the IV fixed you up right away. Kind of just replenished your fluids, especially with these hot days for those here in Korea or in other parts of the world experiencing hot weather. We have to hydrate. Just don't forget. All right, I hope you feel better. Amir Jamil writes, hi, Lena Park. Good noon. Morning time here in Pakistan. I am at work now in university. Have a beautiful day. Thank you very much. I hope you're having a great day as well. Mokhlesa Rahman says, good morning from Bangladesh. Good morning to you, too. Hope yours is very beautiful as well. And we have a hello from India from listener Pidan Chandra Sanyal. Hello. Thanks for tuning in and letting us know where you are. Here I am, 0203 writes, 안녕하세요, DJ Lina. I've been listening to the reruns lately, but today I'm tuning into the live show. 오늘도 화이팅입니다. Thank you, thank you. Well, be it reruns or the live show, you're welcome to all. Thank you so much for making it a point to tune in and check in with us. Alrighty, let's check out our song requests. We have a request from Hachimoa. Hachimoi? Let me know how to pronounce your name. This listener says, I will be listening on my way home from work as usual. It's like I am in a hamster wheel. Ugh. Onni, I want to listen to Epitome Project's new song released today, 자유 나카. Ooh, that sounds like an exciting song and exciting to have a new release from Epitone. We will play that for you in a minute. And we have Glory JSA, who wrote, I hurt my ankle ligament and ended up in a splint. The weather is too hot for such protective gear. Oh, you. Request song, 윤건's 괜찮아질 거야. Oh no, ankle ligaments. Well, even though it's uncomfortable, that splint is super important. Gotta keep that thing still so that your ankle will heal properly. I do hope that you're not too uncomfortable and that you heal soon. And like your song request, we hope it will be all right. Okay, let's listen to these two song requests right now. First up is Epitone Project's brand new song, 자유낙하, or Free Fall, followed by 윤건 and his song, 괜찮아질 거야, It's Gonna Be All Right. That was 윤건 with his song 괜찮아질 거야, or It's Gonna Be All Right. And before that, it was Epitone Project's new one. It's called 자유낙하, or Free Fall. Just love the feeling of that title, right? Very freeing. Listener Jisoo Kim 0801 writes, Hi, Nuna. An accidental selfie, but it looks perfect. Wonder how more gorgeous the planned selfie would be then. It's crazy hot today, and it isn't being air-conditioned in my classroom. Yikes! I guess it must be very cool or even freezing cold already on the fourth floor of the main KBS building. Ooh, yes, you guessed correctly. It is quite cool here. It's not freezing cold yet because it's still not kicked in, but it will get there pretty soon. Yeah, it is pretty chilly. Very different from outside. As for our Where Are You pick, yes, it is an accidental selfie. Yoon Mi-jung writes, You took the picture to check your hair, didn't you? Yes, I did. Yoon Mi writes, I do that too, but your picture looks quite different from my results. Well, Tuesdays are the busiest days for me, but now I have yet another schedule added. The kids began swimming. Now I actually find myself waiting for their school break. Oh my, that does sound quite busy, but I'm thrilled that your kids are going to learn how to swim. I actually think it's a very important skill. And yes, I went into work yesterday with my hair down, but then it was so hot that I thought, oh, I just gotta get this out of my face. So I clipped it up and I'm thinking, oh, does it look weird? And so I turned on my app so that it could be my mirror. And then all of a sudden, kai-chak! And there you go. J.S. Jerry Kim writes, was this picture taken when you were using your camera like a mirror? I guess everybody does this now. Sometimes we take pictures with accidental touches, but maybe this time the AI in the camera captured the best moment. In which case, good job, camera. Yay, good job, phone camera. Listener, I'm Kelly writes, accidentally taken, but nice and cool. One fascinating thing about most nice selfies is how unintentional they were, right? Well, you nailed it. My song request is 우연을 믿어요 by 적재. Wonderful. A song request inspired by my accidental selfie. And it's true. Some of the best selfies really, really were accidental. This one was surprisingly good, which is why I submitted it for today's InstaPick. In any case, for our next song break, a tribute to all things that are by chance, happenstance, coincidence, serendipitous. Yes, I can go on. Here's 적재 with 우연을 믿어요, or Believe in Chance. You're listening to One Fine Day with Lena Park on KBS World Radio. Listener Song by Me writes, Onni, I just realized I can use an app to listen to you. It's so nice to hear your voice. Really, really love you, Lena. Oh, well, thank you. Well, welcome to World Radio. So glad you found our app, whichever one it might be that you're using, either it be KBS Kong or KBS World Radio on air. Thanks for tuning in and thanks for joining us here. Tokichiro writes, Lena, beautiful shot. Thank you. It's nice to listen to you live. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. Yes, we are live most days of the week. And always fun to have people come in and say hello. I love that you just kind of want to give a little shout out. Well, really appreciate it. GHSKFen09 writes, I've seen pictures of a mini tree in the studio before. Is it still there? No, it is currently not in the studio. But when the time comes, when the season rolls around again, I'm sure that it'll start making its appearance. It is, of course, a gift, right, from ROFD listeners. So wonderful to spruce up and have our seasonal stuff all ready to go. Lim Toy writes, I listened to you and Koninashi's duet on Hottest Singers last night on YouTube after listening to Youngde Brothers' comment. Wow. It was just wow. There's nothing to mention how you guys sing so well. And I was so impressed by your respect for Koninashi. And all of your performances make me cry. That performance reminded me when I met my favorite, my inspiration fashion designer at a party a few years ago. At that time, I tried to be together with that designer and I was in all of the pictures about the article of that party. Oh, wow. Well, I'm so glad that my performance brought up a really fun memory for you. That's what music is all about, right? Speaking to each individual person, talking to their own experiences and feelings. And so I'm so glad that you were able to share that with us. Yubi Niko writes, Hello, Lena. You know what happened to me today? I was over at my parents' house over the weekend, and I just came back home, and I found out that I totally forgot to bring my laptop power supply back. Oh, that's important. I cannot go back and get it right now, since it is 3 hours away. I keep blaming myself on and on. I'm so sad about this, because I can't do anything without my laptop. I leave a comment in English to avoid using and thinking of some bad expressions and words in Korean. Because I don't know many bad words in English. Oh, what a good strategy. That's very good. Well, I guess in the meantime, you're going to have to run to a PC bang or something. In any case, maybe your parents can have it delivered to you or mail it to you. I hope you get it back soon. Thank you for sharing, though. Hadayuki07 has a song request and also hopes that we are all doing well. Well, thank you. Hope you are doing well as well. We're going to listen to Hadayuki's request right now. Here is Rocket Punch, Juicy. Not entirely. Two different songs from two different parts of the world. It's like they belong to a parallel universe. It's time to listen to a couple of songs that are seemingly nothing alike, but actually somewhat similar in one way or another upon closer inspection. One K-pop track and one non-K-pop track. It's Parallel Universe, and today we're going to listen to two songs that are both about sunny afternoons. First up is the K-pop song Sunny Afternoon by Red Velvet. They are both lovely and cute, charismatic and alluring at the same time. And somehow they have found that sweet spot in between the two, right? Well, their song, Sunny Afternoon, was part of their third mini-album entitled Russian Roulette, which was released in the summer of 2016. It's a song that feels like a sunny afternoon, just like its title. And its lyrics start out like this. On such a sweet day like today, anywhere is good. Sunny afternoon, afternoon. The wave that came into me, temperature that resembles you. Everything's perfect because it's you. It's an unforgettable, sunny, sunny afternoon. Ah, here we have an afternoon that's made even sunnier by the presence of someone special. And for our non-K-pop parallel of the day, we'll listen to Sunny Afternoon by Dutch pop musician, singer-songwriter, and producer Benny Sings. He first formed a band while he was just in high school. Then he attended the Royal Conservatory of The Hague and studied sonology. After that, he joined a Dutch hip-hop band as its bassist, while also working with the Soul Music Collective. He finally debuted as a solo artist in 2003. But even after that, he's written songs for other artists like Mayer Hawthorne and produced jazz pop artists like Wouter Hommel. He released his song Sunny Afternoon as a single in April of 2020. He was later also included on his 2021 album entitled Simply Music. Now, this is a song he co-produced with American singer-songwriter, producer, and Maroon 5 keyboardist PJ Morton, and it goes a little something like this. I love October, here where the rhythm don't stop. You know love is right around the corner, night vision, colors fading in me. All I know is getting things in order. It's a sunny afternoon, but I need you here. Nothing without you. It's a sunny afternoon, but I'm freezing here. I'll be coming back real soon. Yes, both of these songs, they have the weather, and then they have how the weather feels to them. We are changing literally the weather with our perceptions, our feelings, our emotions. Let's listen to these two songs. Sunny Afternoon by Red Velvet, and then Sunny Afternoon by Benny Sings. That was Benny Sings with Sunny Afternoon, and before that, Sunny Afternoon by Red Velvet. Those were the parallel universe songs of the day. Now, coming up in part two of the show, an expert with impeccable taste, Professor Cynthia Yu will be joining me for OFD and Chill, so I do hope you stay tuned for our segment. Let me first, though, wrap up part one of the show with one more song. Here is Big Naughty with this song, 정이라고 하자, Beyond Love, featuring 10 Centimeters. Now it is part two of One Fine Day with Lena Park. Welcome, welcome. OFD and Chill will be starting real soon. Professor Cynthia will join me in the studio in a moment. Now, if you just can't decide which Korean movie to watch, which K-drama to be your next binge fest, or which K-stars to look into now, first, you gotta hear out what she recommends. So, let's enjoy a quick song break while Cynthia gets settled into the studio. First up, we have Song Si-kyung with his song, I Love You. And then another double whammy, we will listen to Song Si-kyung's song, 좋을 텐데. Of course, it will be Joy's cover, and it features Paul Kim. At any given moment, countless titles are showing at the movie theaters. Even more dramas are there for you to binge on. When everyone is as inviting as the next, how do you decide just where to start? Maybe you should first OFD and chill. K-dramas have been huge for several decades, but the real secret is out. Korean films are also excellent. So whether it be film or TV, if you are ready to overcome that one-inch tall barrier of subtitles, but you just don't know where to start or where to go next, OFD and Chill will be your guide. And our guide, an expert with scholarly tastes, it is Professor Cynthia Yu. Welcome, welcome.
Hello, hello.
Hi, Cynthia. Mm-hmm. I can already feel the changing of the seasons with how much thinner your clothes are getting, your fashion. You look very refreshing today. How have you been?
Oh, pretty good. Yeah. You know, we're in the last stretched.
Already?
But it's actually festival week for Kyung-hee University.
Oh, and you can hold festivals now, right?
Yes.
Yay! How exciting.
If you actually search Korean university, like, festivals, you'll get awesome, you know, clips of, like, thousands of students going wild to Psy or to Blackpink.
Yes.
I mean, you know, I don't know what the budget for these festival concerts are like, but they have a huge lineup, right?
Wow, yeah.
And it's a multi-day event. It's not like, you know, they just go for one evening.
No.
It's like
ongoing.
It's ongoing. It's amazing.
I mean, it is just literally very festive.
It is.
So much fun. Lots of street food to eat.
Yes.
And, wow, lots of wonderful acts to catch. And the school university festivals are always such energetic performances.
It's true. I mean, so unfortunately, I sort of scheduled a series of presentation projects this week. But they're super, like, I think they're not that bad.
Okay.
And then, you know, I was telling them, you know, you're done now. Yes. The ones who finished on Monday. So now you have the whole week to just party. Right? You know.
With professors... blessing.
Yes.
Go forth and party.
I mean, you know, you've suffered for like over 2 years now. It's your time to party. Make
it's
sure
so
you
true.
Have a good time.
Oh my gosh.
And then
that's got to be so exciting. Seriously.
I know.
Especially for kids who entered university during the pandemic.
Right.
This has got to be the finally moment.
Yeah, it is crazy, right?
Yeah, really crazy. It's amazing how things are opening up so quickly, and yet still we have like declining COVID numbers, so it's very encouraging, in fact. Yeah.
Yeah. Except for this strange monkeypox.
Yeah.
These articles that keep coming up.
I think the world is getting just a little bit sensitized to anything contagious diseases, you know, but yeah,
I mean,
I did,
like,
read about the monkeypox.
Right?
A little disturbing.
Right? And I mean, like, smallpox, I mean, I thought we eradicated the whole business decades ago. Now there's something called monkeypox.
Yes, so we'll be on the lookout for that. I mean, it could just be hyped up or not. We're not sure. Hopefully it's hyped up.
Yes.
JS Lee 2017, JS Jerry 76, and Alicia says, hello, hello, Yosunim. And Taipei Warren, your biggest fan, says, yay, Professor Cynthia is in the house. All right, now, I introduced you as someone with scholarly taste, and not just because you work in higher education, but it does have something to do a little bit with our first topic of the day.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, last Sunday, May 15th, was Suzing and I, or Teacher's Day
Cynthia
here.
Cynthia Day.
Right?
Happy belated Cynthia Day.
Right.
Okay.
Because May, it not only celebrates the family, but it also celebrates teachers and their role in our lives, right?
Yes, yes.
And recently, I saw this very well-made drama about teachers and the school system here in Korea.
Oh, wow.
And I thought, why not discuss that today?
I think that's perfect, yeah.
And for me, it was only by watching this drama did I really start to understand this huge public outcry that we've experienced in the past few years over these political scandals involving children of elite politicians or bureaucrats getting this sort of leg up, or in Korea, we call it an appa chance, right? Or, you know, chance through, you know, your parents.
A little bit. of unfavorable favoritism or right. unfair favoritism.
Yeah. Well, some of it is absolute just lying
yeah.
and cheating.
Right, right, right.
Plagiarism.
There is something in the news just today before OFD started that I read about.
Oh.
Yet another politician who was being asked to step down because there was a little bit of funny business going on with his son's admissions into university. So this is kind of what we're talking
about. Yeah, I believe one of the cabinet nominees resigned yesterday.
Yes.
But it wasn't a little bit. It was quite a lot
yes.
of funny business with his family.
Just downplaying it.
That was nice of you.
Yes, but like you said, mm-hmm. huge outcry. Definitely something that, you know, really is going to kind of push our buttons as an audience, a subject matter, right?
And I think that's because, you know, it's just not, it's totally different these days from nothing like when we were growing up, going to school.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredibly competitive right now.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, 1 point lost in a midterm exam or a final exam may knock you down a level and will, like, knock you down from a host or a list of, you know, colleges.
Wow.
And, you know, through this drama, I learned that there are hagwons, or these cram schools,
mm-hmm.
that analyze the exams of various teachers in public schools in their neighborhood.
Oh.
So they make it easier for kids
who
can pay for these essentially cheat sheets, right?
Kind of.
To not only succeed at, like, college exams, but it's at public schools.
Right.
It would be like,
like,
you know,
it's like working the public school system,
right?
Based on, like, analytics of the teachers in those
they
schools.
They are predicting, you know, these are the sort of exam questions you can expect at Mr. Brown's social studies class or
My
the final
goodness.
Exam for grade 9. Can you imagine?
Wow. That is kind of, that is shocking.
Right? It's an incredibly unfair system in many respects.
Wow. And, you know, it's one thing for a cram school to, for you to get a leg up to get some extra education, but actually just sort of mapping out or almost, what the word I'm thinking of is, like, what is it when you, when someone is about to rob a bank, they scope out the place?
Yeah.
It's like that. They're scoping out schools to see how they can, like, get the prize at their respective public institutions.
Mm-hmm.
And the first drama you brought in today deals with this very touchy subject, but very relative subject.
Right. This is called Black Dog.
Ooh.
And the English title is Black Dog Being a Teacher.
Okay.
And it came out at the end of 2019. Mm-hmm. It aired from December to February in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually a very well-made drama in which I think a lot of the viewers and the audience sympathized a lot with both, not only the students, but also the teachers.
Oh.
And I actually started watching this, not with a lot of, I'll just start, you know, it's
I'll
an interesting name, title.
That's true. Black Dog, like, I wonder where it's going to go.
Right?
We do that a lot. We just, I'll see what the pilot does and how I feel.
And then I was hooked.
Wow.
I was like, what's going to happen? What's going to happen next? The title Black Dog actually refers to this researched phenomenon called the Black Dog Effect.
Okay.
In which they found that a lot of these sort of dogs at dog pounds, if they are dark-colored black dogs, they're less likely to be adopted.
Oh, okay. So if you're at a dog pound or an animal shelter and you've got, like, fluffy white Maltese puppies and, like, multicolored puppies, and then you get, like, a black lab. That kiddo is less likely to be picked or adopted just for the fact that he's black.
Mm-hmm. So there's sort of all of these sort of preconceptions that we carry, prejudice that we have, unbeknownst maybe to ourselves.
It's true. Very unconscious biases.
Right. And so in some ways, this drama also looks at various biases. Some of them are kind of very structural.
Sure.
You know, the main character, Kwaner, she is called a giganje teacher, which means she's not a regular contracted regular employee. Okay. She's a contracted teacher whose contract is renewed every year or every 2 years.
So it's conditional. So
that's right.
She might not be able to continue.
Yeah.
Does that mean she has to be reviewed?
Right.
For contract renewal every year?
Right.
Okay.
It actually, at first I thought they were substitute teachers, but that's a wholly different kind of system we have, right? But I suppose that would be the closest kind of comparison for us,
right?
Substitute teachers.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you see various sort of black dog characters throughout the series
as well.
I will talk about them a little bit more as we,
kind of launch into this interesting...
Mm-hmm.
This interesting premise for a K-drama.
Because, this is the first, I think, hakgyo or school drama that focused on the teachers.
That's true. It's usually all about the students.
Right.
The teachers are usually very peripheral.
Right.
Okay, so that's very interesting already.
Mm-hmm.
Very unique. All right, let's go to our first song break and we'll be back with more about Black Dog. Here is Milk with Come to Me. That was Milk with their song Come to Me, and you're listening to OFD and Chill. We're going to launch into a little kind of a discussion on Cynthia's first pick of the day. Interesting premise. High school drama, yes, but teen drama, no. Black Dog being
right.
a teacher.
It's really about this teachers and the school system.
The school system.
Focusing on the high school system here in Korea.
I can imagine a lot of politics going on as well.
I know, it was crazy.
Yeah. All right. And we start with, you mentioned the main protagonist, a teacher.
Right. Mm-hmm. Played by Seol Hyunjin.
Mm-hmm.
Was she a member of Milk? Is that why we heard the song?
I think there was a reason, but I'm not sure. Maybe. Oh, is that why I recognize her?
Right.
Yes.
She was actually a member of an idol group, I believe.
I think that's what it was then.
Mm-hmm. But she has since, become a very... an acting career.
Yes.
And until Black Dog, she'd actually starred in more sort of melodramas or... local. She's kind of a local queen as well. Romantic comedy queen. She's hilarious, right?
We say Roko. Mm-hmm.
Right. But I think it was this role as playing Ko Hanil, this Giganje teacher or
contracted
teacher, that really sort of showed her acting chops, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
The story behind her character is that when she was a student herself, a teacher saved her, sacrificing himself in this sort of accident. So actually, the sort of prologue scene, it is kind of very dramatic and very tragic.
Yes.
So I think I kind of skipped over that because it always makes me a little upset,
when I see
a storyline like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was his sacrifice that really motivated Hanil to become a teacher herself.
Mm-hmm.
To understand what made him, sacrifice himself in that way.
Yeah.
So years later, because she begins her career working in the hagwon system, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now she got a job as a temporary teacher at a private high school.
Oh.
Now, a private high school doesn't quite mean the same thing here in Korea.
Okay.
Students don't pay extra tuition to attend a private high school.
Oh, okay. That's kind of the image we have in North America. Private high school is a paid tuition-based entry, but that's not the case here.
Right. She gets a position at Daechigo. And if I say the word Daechi or Daechidong here
already,
in Korea,
yes.
everyone already understands. This is in South Seoul, Gangnam, and it's where all the best hagwons and a lot of great schools are just
concentrated.
Yeah. If you actually you really shouldn't drive in this neighborhood around 4 or 5.
Oh my goodness.
Because you'll see just rows of SUVs
yeah.
parked, with their blinkers on, trying to trying to either drop off or to pick up their kids from all the hagwons.
It's pretty crazy, yes.
Avoid that neighborhood.
Yeah. Yes, avoid pickup times in the neighborhood of Daejeon. That's very true.
Right. So, you know, she is really, you know, motivated to become a great teacher. Mm. But as soon as she starts her job at Daejeon, she hears this rumor that, you know what? Mm-hmm. You know, among the latest group of temporary teachers, someone is a nakasan or a parachuted.
Oh.
And so someone got a chance.
Right, parachuted in. Mm-hmm. Nepotism.
Right.
I think is what we call it, yeah.
And then, you know, an episode or two later, we find out that it might be her, actually.
Oh.
Because her uncle, maternal uncle, happens to be a very high-ranking administrative staff member.
I see.
At school.
I see.
Poised to become maybe the next kind of principal.
Mm.
So she is sort of flabbergasted, but she's determined to, you know, do a great job. Mm-hmm. However, all of the sort of rumors start to gather around her and the small talk, and she is really hurt by that.
Mm-hmm.
So the beginning, I think, of this series is really about, you know, this kind of conflict over misunderstanding about how she was hired.
Right.
And how she tries to overcome that and tries to make a go of it at the school.
Mm-hmm.
And helping her make a go, succeed at the school is a much more experienced teacher named Park Seong-soon, played by none other than Lam Il-han.
Oh, wow.
Who is really known as a very talented comedic actress.
Right.
She actually won, I believe, a Baeksang Award for her movie roles.
Mm-hmm.
And for
you've talked about her at length here on OFD and Chill.
She's hilarious, right?
Yeah.
Actually, it was through this performance as well, I think, that showed that Lam Il-han can also do these very dramatic roles as well.
I have no doubt. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she is so super talented.
Right.
Interesting to see her here in a more dramatic role.
Yeah, and she becomes Hanul's, Kwon-eul's mentor in some respects.
I see.
Also a Korean language teacher like Hanul, but she's also the head of the college admissions office.
Oh.
This is what I found really interesting about this series. You expect teachers to just teach math or Korean or English, but in these high schools, they have that double. And then they double doing all of these other things.
These admin duties.
Right. Mm. And you see them working like really long hours.
Wow.
They are yagun masters, right?
I mean, back in when I was in school, admin was admin.
Right.
Staff, right? Administrative staff. And they seem pretty busy.
Busy, right?
And then the teachers, just the teaching alone, pretty busy. But to do both, double duty.
Right. And, you know, one of the best, you know, parts about being a teacher is, holidays, winter, summer
breaks.
None of these things happen in Korean schools because, well, you know, Korean, the summer and winter vacations are shorter anyways.
That's, I see.
And then they're also kept at school to study, especially if you're in high school to prep for the
college entrance exam.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, some of my friends talked about how they would go to school at 7 o'clock in the morning and then leave around 10, 11.
Yeah, they all come around like after 10 p.m. Yeah.
Well, the teachers also have to be
That's true.
They're not teaching, but they have to monitor the kids, right?
Right.
So, you know, as I watch this series, I'm so happy I'm not working in a high school system.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of hard work. I mean,
it is.
It just, that's all the more dedication that one would need to be in this profession that's being explored here.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the great things also about this series was the incredible casting. Now, the folks behind this series, Park Ju-yeon, the writer Park Ju-yeon, and the PD Hwang Jun-hyo also worked on this series that I'm watching right now.
Oh.
38 Sagi Dongdae.
Okay.
It starts Ma Dong-seok.
Ah.
So we'll talk about this soon because he has a really popular movie out
That's
right now,
right,
too.
That's right, he does.
Hwang Jae-do-si, too. And some of, actually, the cast from that series is also have roles in Black Dog as well.
Which we definitely see this with producers, right? If they have a good relationship built with actors, we'll see them again, right?
But the incredible sort of detail in this story was due in big part to the writer Park Ju-yeon. She apparently did work as a, you know, contracted, a temporary teacher back in the day.
So a little drawing from personal experience?
Yeah, there's incredible detail about the experience.
I think we can say it's safe to say we are getting a really good, realistic peek into the world of school politics.
Yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I learned a lot about how, these final year 고3 mm-hmm. students have to prepare for the college entrance exams.
Right.
It's not just about getting perfect marks on the exams, but they have something called 생활 기록부.
Okay.
It's kind of like their resume or CV.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's so much work that takes in to fill all of those, you know, all of the sort of volunteering and club activities.
The extracurricular things.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, part of Ko Han-eul and Park Seong-soon, their college admissions team mm-hmm. is to help students
fill out that resume
and to figure out what colleges want from them.
I see.
From that resume,
wow.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you feel this intense pressure that Korean students have to experience,
yeah.
right? But there are some kind of, among the characters, especially among the teachers, mm-hmm. you get a different sort of viewpoint on, you know, what makes for true sort of education,
mm.
you know? 교육이란 무엇일까, right?
무엇일까? So now we're getting into pure philosophical territory here.
Right.
What is education?
Right. So
how do we educate kids?
So folks like Park Seong-soon, played by Lam Il-han, are more idealistic. Yeah. Han-eul is idealistic mm-hmm. too. It's kind of about self sort of edification,
right,
you know,
right.
becoming the best.
Becoming these kids' mentors,
right.
shining light, saving them as Go Han-eul's character was literally saved in
right.
the beginning.
Being mm-hmm. the best version of yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
But then there are other teachers who are much more realists mm-hmm. or pragmatists.
Yes.
And it's sort of encapsulated in this one character, Song Yong-tae.
Mm-hmm.
He teaches physics and he's played by the amazing Park Ju-yeon. Park Ju-yeon is such he's such an amazing actor. Right now, he has a great role in 우리들의 Blues.
Uh-huh.
He's also playing the sort of Chinese gangster role
uh-huh.
in 도시 범죄 as well, 범죄 도시 2.
The sequel that's really big right now.
So he's really good at playing scary characters,
yeah.
but he's also just a born comic.
Oh.
And in this character, mm-hmm. you get that. Both sort of, first, you think he's a villain,
uh-huh.
but more and more he becomes that villain you love to hate, or you hate that you love him so much. Right?
Okay,
and
I see.
And at the end, I think a lot of the audience members think maybe what he's saying is right. Like, you know,
right.
at the end,
he's cynical and anti-idealist, but maybe he's not totally wrong.
Right. Like, you know, society is very competitive. And at the end, you'll always have sort of, you know, the A's and A pluses, and then you always sort of have that big curve of B's and C's.
That's very, very true.
Mm-hmm.
It is reality, and dealing with the realistic aspect of that. All right, we're going to move on to our next song break. It's from the Black Dog OST. Here's Min-seo with Love Yourself. That was Love Yourself by Min-seo from the Black Dog OST. There was something about this song that kind of resonated with something that you said while we were listening to it. You said that a lot of people call this drama the high school version of
Mi-seung. An incomplete life.
Yeah.
You know, we never actually talked about that drama.
Not yet, no.
I know.
It's coming soon.
It's coming.
Maybe we'll do it for like their 10th anniversary or something in a couple of years, or I don't know. But okay, so that kind of fills in a lot of blanks as well. So that kind of a real realistic look into the inner workings, the thankless long hours of all these double duty kind of teachers/admins in high school.
But all this sort of intrigue.
There is a lot of
office politics.
I can imagine.
And, you know, it's just, I was also telling you during the break,
yeah.
you know, when you take a step or two back from it, it just seems kind of, why?
Why?
Why are you working yourself so much for this?
But that's when you can step back from it. But when you're in it, it's really hard. You do get a lot of tunnel vision. And a lot of that is how things kind of get run amok with, like, over-bureaucratized systems.
Right. Yeah. And with, you know, so much on the line for these kids.
Yeah.
And it's, for young kids, it's their first try, their first challenge, right?
That's true.
And everyone is telling them this first challenge will set the rest, the course of the rest of your life.
That is a lot.
Which is not true, actually.
It shouldn't be true in any case.
That's right.
Regardless.
Also, it shouldn't be true.
Mm-hmm.
But you, a lot of viewers and critics have called this, you know, sort of the school version of Miseng.
Mm-hmm.
And you see that in the relationship between Seoyeonjin and Ramiran, right?
Mentor and mentee. Oh, the mentor, I see. The new hire.
Right.
And the older mentor, Sambe.
Right. Seoyeonjin sort of plays a Changgure character who is also, you know, irregular contract employee who
parachuted in.
Right?
That's right. Oh, I see. I see. Yes.
There you go.
Okay.
And Tino Ramiran plays the character like Oh Sang-sik, played by Lee Sung-min.
Oh,
and both
wonderful.
Are really great actors.
Yes.
It just made for a really kind of, you know,
I can imagine.
Clear
the chemistry.
Parallel, right?
Yes, absolutely.
But as I mentioned before, I mean, just the casting. I mean, there's just, you have a slew of great actors and characters, including one I did not expect to enjoy or like so much.
Mm-hmm.
It's the character of Kim Ibun, played by actress Cho Sun-ju. And actually, I've seen her in the earlier drama, 38사기동 as well. She played Ma Dong Seok's wife drama.
Mm-hmm.
Here, she plays Ko Han-er's partner. So they teach both Korean together for the third year high school students.
Okay.
So there are certain things they have to coordinate together.
Right.
But she is what they call a dorai. A crazy person, you know, incredibly selfish, and she tries to get all her sort of PPT materials.
Pretty much the worst partner you can possibly have.
Right.
Oh.
You know, the one who doesn't do anything, but tries to get all of the credit. Right?
Yes.
But, you know, here was another chance for Seoyeonjin's character just to kind of, I'm going to put a limit on how I'm going to, you know, cooperate with you on this.
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't.
Oh.
She thinks, you know, if she does that, it will hurt the kids.
Oh, there we have this idealism coming in here.
Right?
Yes.
And through that, she actually wins this character over.
Oh.
And she becomes what we call a 하늘 바라기. She just loves, she calls her Sky Sam. Cole Hunter, so Hunter,
Sky.
And then she just becomes this really lovable character because she's always like working so hard to make Sky Sam's life at school even more easier and productive.
Like, that's one storyline I can actually look forward
to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because there aren't actually a lot of villains in this piece either,
as is in real life, really.
Right?
Yeah,
as most, you'll find out a lot of times, you know, folks that you have conflict with, it's because of you don't have full information and you don't really understand the other person's
sort of
motivation.
Right.
And once you kind of actually you're motivated on the right track, then there's less conflict, right?
And it's all about context, right? And filling in all the blanks. And nobody is one-dimensional. There's going to be a deeper story there.
Right. And we see that with the students as well. There's these two Gosam students who are kind of central characters, student characters. One is played by Park Ji-un, and he's a typical Eumchina. He's basically gets all of the appa chance. His father is a professor and is able to sort of, you know, plug him into all of these great extracurriculars.
I see.
There's another character, Chin Yura, a student. She's sort of the opposite character. Her parents don't pay any attention to her. And it seems like, you know, she, her parents are more working class.
Right.
So she really has to fight for everything.
Yes.
And it's actually played by this lovely young actress, Eun Sam, that we saw at All of Us Are Dead.
Oh, yes.
You know, that really fighter character.
Yeah.
That's one of the survivors.
That's her.
That's her.
Oh.
Wonderful. And so, but we also realize that, you know, these two characters are black dogs as well.
Oh,
You know,
both of them, even the ones with the opportunity.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, who 누가 좋아해? Who
That's
likes
true.
A character
Nobody
like
Nobody likes
that.
Someone who gets it easy.
Right. And
right?
you maybe think
getting
he's
too many perks.
Right. But you realize that he has his own stories and his own problems as well. And he's
right.
actually really sensitive.
Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So
a lot of black dogs here.
Right.
From a very kind of a 360 all around perspective. It's not a storyline I feel like that's motivated by one agenda, but more of an exploration of this world.
You're right. Mm-hmm. Like all of those sort of possible conflicts.
Yeah.
And it's not just an office drama, I think, but it's actually a pretty critical look, too, in the Korean education system.
Education system and the social structure that
right.
lends itself. GHSK Fen09 says, you know, looking back on my high school days, I don't think I was happy. That kind of life in and of itself was just tough. And that really lays the foundation for why we're even looking at this subject matter in the first place. All right, we're going to go to one more song break and we'll be back. Here's one more from the Black Dog OST. It's Sungia with Moonlight. That was Sundia performing Moonlight from the Black Dog OST. Black Dog is a show that we're talking about kind of slipped through the cracks because timing-wise, it was up against some really big, big dramas that took all the spotlight, but was not a shabby performer in any right.
Actually,
they did pretty well, right?
The ratings were very good for a cable show. I think it was around 4%, and then gradually moved up to 5% and even maybe 6%. And
wow.
I believe that was like a rating for that time slot because this was a Monday Tuesday drama,
right?
And for a lot of Korean dramas,
that
Monday Tuesdays are the sort of least watched.
That's true.
Dates
Monday
of
Tuesday
the week.
Slots a little less desirable than other slots can be. Yeah,
and you know, for that cable network, I think this show sort of inherited a sort of a mantra of well-made TV drama from things like 비밀의 숲or Mother.
Yeah,
and so. I mean, this, it garnered a sort of a mania audience. We call it a mania fan base.
Oh, so a real kind of loyal fandom kind of arose.
Right. Apparently, it has a great list of sort of 명대사 or great lines from each episode.
Yeah.
And there's apparently among the fans, there's a big push for publication of the screenplay. As you know, that's a big sign of, you know, how well-made drama is.
Right, like this is a 작품. This is a work that we should read and go back to over and over again. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, and that's because it really looked into what 진정한 선생님이란, or the true meaning of teaching, right? It's about teachers who aren't just looking at teaching as a job or, you know, a way to move up the corporate ladder.
Not something to just pay bills.
Right.
No, but actually a calling.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's always putting the students first.
Wow. Interesting stuff for anyone who's interested in a little realistic look into the education system, the idealists and the non-idealists, everybody. Mm-hmm. And you have an honorable mention for us if you were impressed with Seo Hyun-jin's performance. She got so many accolades from really showing her chops through this show. And apparently she's got a new movie coming up.
Yeah, it's coming out actually next week on June 1st. It's called Cassiopeia.
Ooh.
Right? And it's an upcoming film, quite a tearjerker, you know, as I've seen the sort of... It's previews. Uh-huh. It's directed by Shin Yeon-sik, and mm-hmm. it stars not only Seo Yeon-jin, but mm-hmm. An Seong-gi.
Oh my gosh, the legendary An Seong-gi.
That's right, mm-hmm. he's back.
He's back.
And Seo Yeon-jin plays his daughter, uh-huh. who is losing her memory due to Alzheimer's. Yeah.
It's the daughter who has Alzheimer's?
Not the father.
Oh, that already sounds really, really sad.
Right? I mean, it's the tear works,
I'm already
right?
Already sad.
Right? She's a young lawyer mm-hmm. in her 30s, mm-hmm. single mom.
Oh, wow.
But she is gradually losing her mental faculty.
Wow. That
right?
is unusual, but yes. Wow.
So it's about this relationship, mm-hmm. father and daughter relationship, mm-hmm. where An Seong-gi is now taking care of her daughter, in a way kind of regressing yeah. back into her childhood.
I see.
And the title is Cassiopeia because mm-hmm. it's the brightest constellation apparently located next to the North Star.
Okay.
So it's... Apparently, Cassiopeia, as its parent constellation, mm-hmm. floats during the day next to the constellation that finds the way, like the North Star.
And the North Star we associate metaphorically as the star you look to find your way home, mm-hmm. right? The navigational star. But we have Cassiopeia, its parent constellation, mm-hmm. next to the North Star.
Mm-hmm.
So I see this as a metaphor running throughout the film.
Right.
Wow.
And so, because An Seong-gi, you know, like a lot of Korean fathers, mm-hmm. Were very busy, you know, working, mm-hmm. working
Not
their
super
career.
Super hands-on in the parenting aspect.
Right. And in a way, this is a way for him to make up for that lost time.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm already sad.
Mm-hmm.
I am excited, though, because, you know, An Seong-gi in a new role, he's a legend. And seeing him in... kind of quite a different light here,
right.
At a new stage as his, at mm-hmm. his career, I think.
Apparently the director was a little inspired by the movie Intern and the relationship between that Robert De Niro
and Anne Hathaway
character.
That kind of inverted
right.
the older person. Oh, mm-hmm. well, that's a good place to start off. Did he write the film as well?
I'm not sure about that, mm-hmm. But I believe this movie was inspired in part by that.
Oh, mm-hmm. that's gotta be some
relationship.
Good stuff. So, but, if you guys mm-hmm. are in the mood for like a drama, something a tearjerker, maybe something to go see.
Yeah, massive tearjerker. You know, I've seen the preview a few times, and I'm like, oh.
Already sad. I see. Okay.
You have to come prepared.
All right. We have mm-hmm. to be pretty prepared and steel ourselves. Well, we know what we're getting into, and we know through Black Dog that Seo Yeon-jin is going to be up to the task of this challenging role. A wonderful new talent, I think, on the horizon that you've highlighted here for mm-hmm. us as well. Thank you so much, Cynthia. Very interesting premise to focus a K-drama on, so kudos to them for creating such a wonderful work.
You know, I highly recommend this drama.
Yeah.
It was surprisingly engaging and beer, you know, like it had one of those sort of like, what will happen next, you know?
Really? Oh, I'm so curious.
It was mm-hmm. very engaging.
Very engaging. Well, that's good writing, good acting mm-hmm. for you. I hope you have a wonderful week enjoying the warm weather. We'll see you next time. Taking Cynthia out, here's Seo Yeon-jin herself performing with Yoo Sung-woo. It's 사랑이 뭔데? Or what is love? That was Seo Yeon-jin and Yoo Sung-woo there performing together. And yes, she was, of course, the lead vocalist of Milk. I never did follow up on that. 사랑이 뭔데? What is love? Well, that is it for today's One Fine Day. I hope you guys find some new stuff for your playlists coming up in the weekend. Here's Yangpa taking us out with Gilling, or Trembling. Thank you all for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow.